but Mr. Tsung was going on.
That button is a pre-run of prizes they are giving out in their new neighborhood bank program all through the universes. You know, to people who open up accounts. It will in each case be in the local language. You put it on your collar tab or a place like that, and then you hum a note. And as long as you move your mouth, the button will sing. They are gathering up all the folk songs of each local region.
Johnny got a kit out of his bag. He had brought it to help the project he was on right now. He took a micro-annealer and opened the button up and looked at its insides with a micro-viewer. It was just a molecular-sized set of storage cells with little triggers and relays. A tiny battery charged itself from room heat. An electron-vibrating prong set atmosphere molecules in motion to make sound. Simple, rather cheap. But that wasn't what Johnny was looking for. He often suspected the bank acquired information in peculiar ways, and he checked vocoders and such like to make sure they didn't contain a radio mic or a recording thread that could be taken back later. He had never found one so far. But that was the world he now lived in. He micro-annealed it back together and hung it on his buckskin collar.
"That isn't a standard one," he said to tell you,
piped Mr. Tsung through his own monotone vocoder.
"He collected some old records of American ballads and put them in it. There aren't very many Americans, so it won't be manufactured for them."
Johnny cleared his throat and moved his mouth. The button hummed a wordless tune. Hadn't he heard that tune before? Scottish? German? Ah, it was called Jingle Bells. Then the button sang.
"Galactic Bank, Galactic Bank, my friend so bright and true. Oh, what fun it is to have a neighbor such as you."
And then, in a proud voice, it said,
"I am a customer of the Galactic Bank."
Well, that certainly wasn't any American ballad. Was Dries having a joke? He never joked, really. A very serious small gray man. Johnny was about to take it off, but his laugh started it up again. Johnny remembered you had to keep moving your jaws to make it sing. Saliva pops or muscle tension or something. He started moving his jaws again.
"I seldom have heard a disparaging word."
"Mr. Tyler,"
came through the intercom from the nervous Pierre.
"I can see Lake Victoria on the view screens through the overcast. It's totally clouded in ahead. Hadn't I better go on to Kariba?"
Johnny went forward and took over the console. It was always overcast at Victoria. Johnny opened his mouth to call in for clearance, but the button sang.
"And the skies are not cloudy all day."
What a lousy forecast, thought Johnny, and put the button in his pocket.
End of CD 41.